Well, the coach of those Birmingham Stallions, now under a lot of pressure after Dunaway made that announcement, is with us now. Coach Skip Holtz is on the JohnsonRVCenter.com hotline. Congratulations on making the championship game, Coach. How are you today?
I appreciate it. I felt really good. Now I got all this pressure on me. Are you kidding me? I felt really good going into this.
How was it playing a road game?
It was actually good. It was kind of nice to have a change of venue when you've been at one place 10 weeks in a row. And it was kind of nice to have a change of venue in a different stadium. But I really thought the players responded well. And we played really probably one of our better games as a football team. When you just look at playing smart, following the plans, not a lot of penalties, no turnovers. We're really good on third down, really good in the red zone. I thought the players really did a nice job of responding to a road game. Because truly, this was a road game for everybody because it's the first time anybody's had any travel at all associated with playing the game.
I'm interested. You've probably been on both sides of this, but when you get a kick return, a special teams touchdown, I don't know the stats, but it seems like that team always wins the game. How big was it for Victor Bolden to take that one to the house?
Well, it was huge. For sure, the first kickoff return of the season for a touchdown, and you look at the game before us, that's going to break your statistical chain there because both New Jersey and Philadelphia had a punt return, so somebody had to lose. but having the first kickoff return of the season, that was huge. And Victor is such an explosive player. We've been going back and watching some of the film and how different people tried to defend us. And even in playing Philadelphia the first time, they almost played a box and one defense, and they played zone everywhere else and played Victor and man. It just goes to show the respect that Victor may not have had all the numbers that maybe some other receivers had, but everybody is scheming their defense to say, how do we stop him? Because just as you saw, when he gets that ball under his arm, he's an electric player, and there's a reason that he led the league in all-purpose yards, and it was great to see it. But scoring on defense or scoring on special teams and scoring on defense was absolutely huge in that football game, having to score touchdowns in all three phases of the game. It kind of put our defense back out on the field quite a bit because they were out there for a long drive. New Orleans scored, kicked off. We scored a touchdown. They got to go right back out and play. We scored a touchdown on defense. They got to go right back out and play. And I don't know that it was necessarily the number of plays, but it was how many plays they had to play in a short period of time started to wear them down a little bit in that second and third quarter, which is why I think it was so huge our offense was able to do what they did in the fourth quarter and control the ball.
Coach Skip Holtz is with us. Birmingham Stallions, 6:30 Saturday night up in Canton playing for the USFL Championship. You can see the game on Fox. Coach is with us on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. John Chavis had to love you with those two second half drives, keeping his defense off the field. Have you ever had a half where you only got the ball twice?
No, and I think in the first half, I think we only got it three times.
Wow.
You look at what we did not get the ball very many times. Mm-hmm. When you looked at the scoreboard, there was, 21 points on the board. And that was because of the special teams and the defensive play. So it might have skewed the numbers and maybe the stats a little bit. But the way they keep scores up on that scoreboard. And I would tell you, I think one of the things that we've been able to be as good as we've been this year because we've played such great complementary football. Our offense has a little mantra that anytime anybody scores on us, we have to answer the challenge. If anybody scores, we got to make sure we respond with a score. And it's one of the things that I think our football team has really done a nice job of. If somebody scores, we got to make sure we hold them out. That's the only way you can get a lead in some of these games. And I thought it was a hard-fought game. I thought our defense probably uncharacteristically gave up some yards in that game. But what they didn't do is they didn't give up points. And I thought they did an excellent job of keeping the ball in front of us and making them snap it again outside of a fourth down that they went for it on about the 30-yard line, and we were in man coverage and missed a tackle. Then they went on to score. But other than that, I thought our defense did a great job of keeping a very explosive football team in front of them. And, it was funny because everybody talks about it's the third time. You're very familiar with each other. Offensively, they came out, ran a totally different blocking scheme, tried to attack the perimeter The last two games, they had run inside zone against us and tried to attack the inside. But I thought our defense did a great job of making some adjustments.
Did you guys watch any film on Sal Cannella?
Well, if we didn't, we had a chance to see a whole lot of it on Saturday, I promise. I mean, you know, and it's one of these games that, you know, you're in a winner-go-home game. And what they did was they said he is their best player. He is explosive. He's dynamic. He's one of the leading receivers in this league. And he caught, I believe it was about 12 balls in that game. And I thought Kyle Sloter, he throws it on time. He throws very accurately. He throws it early. He anticipates the windows. I thought they did a great job. And there's a reason you get in these playoff games. Everybody you're playing is good. And so he's a great player. He did a great job. But like I said, fortunately, we let him catch the ball in front of us. But what we weren't going to do is give up the home run ball and the big play, and we were going to make him earn what they got.
Stallions getting ready for the USFL Championship game against the Stars coming up this week on Fox at 6:30. Our buddy Joe Klatz on the call. I think Jason Garrett's dentist is going to send you a check one day, Skip, because they'll never have to use gas again on him. They just have to put that classic tee up, and he'll be giddy, and they'll drill all he wants. He loves that when you guys go to that. I never know if you ever see the broadcast, hear the audio. Back when we talked to you in the preseason, you didn't really know what your team's personality was going to be. Did you know back then that you would use that formation, or did that come to you as you went along?
You know, really, the way it evolved, I've used it everywhere I've been. And as the game has evolved to a spread game, speed and space, spread in the field, 10 personnel, 4 wideouts, as the game has turned into speed and spread, I feel one of the things that a lot of teams lose in that is toughness. And so one of the things that I wanted to be able to do was make sure that we could run the ball, convert short yardages, and be good in the red zone. And so I've used it everywhere I've been, but we didn't use it the first 4 weeks of the season because, unfortunately, with our limited numbers, I didn't know if we were going to have enough personnel active. When we were only able to activate 38 players, I didn't know that we'd have 2 tight ends and 3 backs that we could fill it out. It's interesting because we broke it out week 5, which was the week that they expanded the rosters from 45 to 50, and we were able to add Bo Scarborough to our backfield. That week that we were able to add an extra running back and enlarge our rosters a little bit and add 2 more guys, 1 player at each side of the ball, that was what we needed to be able to put this T-bone in. And so as soon as we enlarged our roster, we put it in. Philadelphia was the first game that we had a chance to run it. But it's a huge part of what we do, and I think it's just developed a toughness and a mindset. And then in that game Saturday, I mean, we had an 8-minute drive, 17 plays to take the ball down the field, to win it, to score, to go up 2 scores, to give them about 40 seconds to go in the game, I thought was huge. And T-Bone was a huge part of that to finish that drive off once we got down inside the 20-yard line.
There is nothing worse than riding in a car with wet clothes. What was the trip from Canton to Cleveland like? Not only in wet clothes, but sticky Gatorade clothes.
Gatorade, that's what I was going to say. The wet I could handle, and I was fortunate. One of the coaches had an extra sweatshirt, so I got to change out my top at least so I wasn't freezing. But, it was a little sticky. I'd just say it was one of the more rewarding showers that I've ever had when I got back to Cleveland to get to the hotel room to take a shower. And it was a great night. It was a lot of fun to win that game, a lot of pressure to go to the championship game and to get there. As we talked about with the team this morning, a lot of celebration on Saturday night, Sunday, Monday, their day off. But this morning when we went into team meetings, it's like, you know what, time to flip the switch. That's over. Blank slate. Let's get into Philly. And right now our mindset's just really we're into game week. And this one feels like a bowl game because you're at the site for a week. And so you get the first couple days where you get to start to enjoy Cleveland, go out to dinner and go enjoy some of that. But as the week goes on, it's going to get tighter and tighter as far as kind of curfew type deal where we got to be in the hotel. Let's get some sleep. Let's get some rest, get ready to play. But it was an uncomfortable trip home, but it was an enjoyable trip home.
I would imagine in some of your players' mind, you were expecting it to be New Jersey on the other side at some point. The fact that it's not the number one seed from the other side, is that a little bit of the challenge for you this week to sort of wake the guys up and say, hey, this isn't a given. Our record looks different than theirs, but this is pro football. It's one game, winner take all.
Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously, they've won five of their last six, and it doesn't take a lot. The one game that they lost was a 23-26 game to New Jersey where they had the ball in about the 30-yard line going in at the end of the game and threw an interception. They were in field goal range for overtime. They tried to win it, then threw an interception to lose the game 23-26. So when you look at them, I think they have our team's attention because really they have been in position to win all six of their last six games. And you put on that game with New Jersey – I mean, they held New Jersey, who's one of the better offenses in this league, to really, when you look at it, they held them to 7 points. I mean, and then New Jersey ended up having a punt return for 7 points. So I think they're playing really well. They've got, obviously, they've got a very explosive offense, really good quarterback. They spread you out. They throw it all over the field. But they are playing a really good brand of football right now on the defensive side of the ball. And that's why they're able to be as successful as they are. And so I think they'll have our players' attention. Yeah, we all thought it'd be New Jersey, and New Jersey was 9-1, and they were favored to win, and they had beat Philadelphia the two times beforehand. But I think Philadelphia really came out with a chip on their shoulder. They came out with something to prove, and it wasn't a fluke the way they won. They returned a punt. New Jersey turned a punt. But really, instead of a 19-14 game, it could have very easily been a 12-7 game. No, I think they've got a really good football team, and they have our team's attention for sure.
All right, Coach, best of luck to you. We appreciate the time pulling for you, and hope you guys bring that trophy home.
Well, that's certainly what we're working for this week, and I look forward to that trip back to Birmingham to bring that trophy home. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach. Take care. That is Coach Skip Holtz with us. The Birmingham Stallions getting ready to play for the USFL Championship.